Dictation for John, Colling, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, February 24, 55, address as a letter, Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, consultation for Mr. Collins with abnormal kidney function. He has a diagnosis of ascending thoracic aneurysm. Follow at vascular service at Lansing. Appointment coming on the next few weeks. Appears to be increasing in size over time, but not symptomatic. He has a chronic back pain. There has been increase of creatinine potassium. He's very hard of hearing. No change of weight or appetite. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea or bleeding. There is some degree of frequency in nocturia, but no infection, cloudiness or blood, no incontinence. He has high blood pressure. Complaints of erectile dysfunction for the last 6 years. He's up to date with colonoscopies, apparently every 4 months, due in September. No symptoms of claudications, edema, numbness or discolor of the toes. Denies chest pain palpitation. Denies cough, sputum production, dyspnea. Denies orthopnea, PND. No oxygen at home. Does have multiple arthritis, shoulders, back. But again, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, his past medical history for hypertension, elevated cholesterol, recently treated for high potassium, denies diabetes, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIAs, stroke or seizures, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, no kidney stones, denies pneumonia. The aneurysm was founded when he was having chest discomfort about 2 years ago. Initially evaluated on the urgent care, released home. Symptoms were not any better. Came to the emergency room 1 day later, severe hypertension, and eventually the diagnosis of ascending thoracic aneurysm. This is around September 2022. Next paragraph, surgeries for right-sided rotator cuff. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, pressing or pass, no reported allergies, no reported family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, pressing medications include Crestor, Norvas, Aspirin, Omega, Cajexalate, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 179, 65 inches tall. Blood pressure was 150 over 70 on the right, 150 over 70 on the left, 160, 78 on the right side. Has bilateral cataracts, hard of hearing, no respiratory distress, very anxious, talkative, has his own teeth, no palpable neck masses or thyroid and lymph nodes, no gross carotid Bruch's JVD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no palpable liver spleen, no ascites masses, no Bruch's, strong pulses, femoral popliteal, posterior tibialis, acceptable dorsal pedis, capillary refill, no gangrene. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine has risen within the last 1 year from 1.1, 1.7, 1.45, 1.59, 1.55, 1.54. Present GFR represents 48. Potassium has been between 4 to 6. Most recent number, 5.6. Urine shows no activity for protein, trace amount of blood, no bacteria, white blood cells, mild anemia 13.2, abnormal white blood cell platelets, abnormal sodium, upper potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. PSA not elevated, normal liver function test. Well-controlled cholesterol with an LDL 43, however, low HDL of 33. There has been anemia around 12. There is a report from May of this year, heart to be enlarged, 5 centimeters ascending aortic aneurysm. They see a penetrating ulcer, again unchanged from previously. There is plaque on the infrarenal abdominal aorta. With evidence of thrombosis and a 40% stenosis. Renal arteries are open. Normal liver, normal spleen, kidneys no obstruction, a simple cyst on the left side. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has chronic kidney disease, question progressive, associated to atherosclerosis, aneurysm, plaque, ulcer, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, likely a background of hypertensive nephrosclerosis. I don't see any skin rash or ischemic changes of the toes to suggest cholesterol emboli. No recent cell count for eosinophilia. Blood pressure needs to be better controlled given the aortic aneurysm. Beta blockers will be the best option. I'm going to add to his NORVAS a low dose of long-acting metoprolol, 25 milligrams. Blood pressure should be in the 130s, 140s, over 70, 75. He needs to check it at home. We will follow chemistry on a regular basis. He follows with vascular thoracic surgeon. We will monitor over time. All issues discussed at length with patient. End of dictation.